ko pānua mihia tūnei mai i te reo rirangi, ko tēnei o aku kaikōrero, eiti tōna reo Māori, engari e maha tōna whakaaro Māori. Nō reira, e ko henara mihi mai.
Tēnā koe, tēnā kau te katoa.
Ai, kōrero mai, hena anō kōrero kia nau kia wai?
Aroha mai, taku reo, he iti.
Who am I speaking with?
Who am I? Aroha. Ko Jackie Brown ahau no whangapē kāinga tūturu, no whakakoro tōku maunga, ko Aoroa tōku awa, ko Te Rārawa te iwi me tāwhiu me Ngāti Haua oku hapu. Ko Jackie Brown ahau no te whānau a Nāwaka ki whangapē.
Oh, kia ora Jackie, e mihi ana rai tō wātea tonu mai, you being available. So what we're going to do, we're going to do our interview in Pākehā Māori when it fits, but most of it will be done in English, nē rā?
Aye. Ka pai, aroha mai. I'm on this journey and I'm getting there, and it's taking me longer than I would like, but it's a journey.
Aye, ka pai e Jackie. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you the pātairo tō te reo, and I'll just repeat it in English. Ka pai tērā? Nō reira e Jackie, te pātai tuatahi e pēne ana. He naho mai i o whakaaro ki tōu whakatupuranga kea ke tainoa ki tēnei wā ki roto o te mātauranga. Can you give us your whakaaro, Jackie, on your journey from your youth up to this point in time in the journey of mātauranga?
It's a long time. I started for men. I went to a lot of schools. It's the biggest thing for my education that I remember. My whānau moved for work and moved for, to get a better life as the whānau grew. So I'm the eldest of a family of five. And I started off in Auckland, in Tamaki, on the North Shore, Takapuna. And then we had the culture shock. My parents decided to be hippies and we moved to Pāmaputia. And from Pāmaputia back to the kāinga at Whangapē. So I went to Whangapē school just before it closed, until it closed in 1976. I think we were still a native school or a Māori school back then, and that's the first time I remember education. And it's that part of my journey that really drives me today to want to see things done differently. First time I'd ever been strapped. First time I'd ever experienced that kind of education. It was a real shock to me. I'd never been strapped or hit in my life, so it was a shock for anybody to hit me. So, it sort of woke me up a little bit. And from there, we moved back to Auckland and hung around there for a bit. I ended up in three intermediate schools, so you can imagine the sort of adapting that I had to do as a young person as we moved around to different places. And then went to Westlake Girls High School, then went to Broadwood, of all places, Broadwood Area School. And that's when I discovered, through Auntie Pani Hauraki, that I was Māori. I'd grown up at the marae. I didn't know that it was something to be, it was different. And suddenly there was this woman she was an amazing teacher. And she said, yes, we're different, very different. I said, how are we different? And she said, because we know who we are and where we're from. And I said, I don't know if I know that much. And she said, time to find out. And I was very lucky at that point that my grandmother was still alive, and she sparked off for me a journey of discovering who I am, what it means to be Māori. I discovered kapa haka. I discovered lots of things at that point. And they'd always been around me. My grandmother was a kapa haka teacher, but I never saw it as different. So, that's one of my biggest telling moments. And the other one was when I went to Kaitaia College. And the teacher there said, I want you to translate Te Tiriti o Waitangi from Māori into English. And a lot of the class just turned up with the English version. And he said, no, that's not the translation. And that sparked off for me something else. Mm. So ended up in Birkdale College. And from there, my journey has flitted in and out of tertiary education as I raised seven children and had to fit everything in. become a social worker and then an adult teacher and a few other little qualifications in between. And I'm still on the learning journey today. Today I'm learning for myself. So I'm learning about whakapapa. And I'm learning that I don't think I'm ever going to get off that learning journey. So that's my learning journey.
Oh, sort of. Kia ora. Kia ora ko. Yes, absolutely. You're not the only one. Is that my dad was an Irishman. My mama was Māori, and we had to go to school to learn how to speak English. For us, it was the total opposite. We went to school, everybody spoke English. We didn't know what they were saying. Myself and my siblings all called it a Māori, and we were as white as sheep. And you see there's little black Māoris walking around. They call it a Pākehāna. They were, and we thought to ourselves, what's wrong with this picture? Itera, and we got strapped for our reo in our native schools back in Matawaia. However, instead of us turning our back on te reo, we just became more reluctant against te reo Pākehā, and our reo Māori just got stronger and stronger, well, to where I even sit today, and my whole whānau, all my siblings, our reo is all exactly the same. We can speak in te reo tapito, the old language. We can speak in te reo of this time, and there's another reo there we can speak in. We call te reo or te kereru. Is that where you get Pākehā words but pronounced in Māori, in a Māori kupu? So we were able to kōrero te reo Māori into English, te reo Māori in and out. You know, it was like looking at the ocean. We were able to do that comfortably. Mai I dera, Jackie, we'll go to our next pātai, is that what has Mātauranga done or what has it not do for you?
For me, I always loved learning. And I was a reader from an early age. So, and my family read. My dad's an Englishman, you know, and my mum, and they're readers. So I love the word. I love the written word. I love the learning about words. And so I found the journey, even though we had all of that disruption, quite easy. I wasn't so for my siblings, unfortunately. We have a history of, particularly the males, have dyslexia. And my brother really struggled with school and with learning in that environment where you got strapped if you didn't do the things right and all that, so that it wasn't a good space. But for me, the best things about it is that I still believe this. We have a blooming, reasonably good education system. But as I've gone on in life, I've realised it doesn't. It's very much a one box, and you all got to try and fit into that box. When some use are circles, and some use are triangles, and some use are squiggles, and it doesn't always fit. And that's what I've learnt along that journey. And but for me, I think I've been very blessed. I had some really, the teacher made the difference. The kaiako and the kapa haka, they made the difference. The people who were around the teacher age and the supporters and those people who afi our kids, when they looked at the child as a vessel to be filled, you got that filling. You know, you were filled. And that made your journey through education. And I was very blessed. I had some wonderful teachers. Had some real nasty ones too, but I just dismissed them as, you know, they're my grandmother always said, yeah, rise above it. Never mind if they're not going to serve you, then don't you serve them, you know. And caused me a little bit of trouble at school, to be fair. I went through a little bit of a rebellious stage there when I wouldn't put up with the nonsense. And it makes you the person you are today.
Aye, kia ora. Of course, you know, and that journey is where your tamariki, they are the way they are, your moko and your mokomokos will actually all go along that pathway. However, the real gift to it all is that you've gone through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you have nurtured your tamariki to be able to recognise that without having to encounter it. Nō reira, e mihi ana mō tērā. Hei kōrero mutunga matāua for the last part of our kōrero. Through this hikoi with mātauranga, whether it was mātauranga Māori or mātauranga Pākehā, what were the skills you ended up having today through this journey?
I think the to be adaptable and resilient, to look for those opportunities and take them when they came my way, to not let poverty get in the way as well. We were very, very poor. People say, you ate and we had always had kai, always had love. But I remember I always talk to people and I say, do you know what it was like to have tapa on your feet? You know, when you had to stand in the cow shit and, you know, those days. And they were like, I sort of talk to my kids and they're like, what's tapa? And I was like, and I said, well, that was, we had no money for shoes. You had to walk along, you know, from whangapi up to the school and then your feet got cracked and all that. And they were like, we have no idea what you're talking about, Mum. And it's like, okay. And I just sort of put that to them. And, you know, going to school with a smoked fish and the takako, and because there was no money by the end of the week for another bread. And it's sort of like, and you got teased for it from your Pākehā, you know, people, and from the other kids. It's like, oh, you're being a stinky smoked fish, you know. And I think that's, for me, education taught me about, that thing about resilience and talk about that. And just, you've just got to get on with life and make the most of what's put in front of you, you know. And the other one is that to ask questions.
Mm.
I've learnt to ask a lot of questions, and it gets me into all sorts of trouble and all sorts of mahi I shouldn't even be doing. But never, never stop asking questions, because the answer's out there. And if the person in front of you, even if it's a teacher, can't answer that question. Now, thankfully, we have Auntie Google. We used to have this. My mum got conned into buying one of those big sets of encyclopedias. She, at the time, she said, "Oh, it's ripped off and everything." But for me, as a young person growing up, they were like my Bibles of learning, because I got to learn everything from these encyclopedias. But nowadays, we have Google and we have all of these modern technologies that we can just, at our fingertips, we can just search something up. And for me, in that journey, that having the ability to just look past whatever the hara is in your life to where you want to be and where you want to go is a powerful thing for mātauranga, for my mātauranga journey in particular. And I think instilling that in your own children, that, you know, we've had some, I've raised lots of whangau children, and my proudest moment is raising a girl. She come to me, my niece thing, rings me up and says, Auntie, yes. Oh, I says, why are you ringing me in the middle of the day, bud? I said, oh, you ring me from school. I said, there's only two phone calls from school in the middle of the day. And I says, one, you're in trouble. The other one, you're pregnant. And she says, oh, I'm not in trouble. I went, oh, hey. Hapai, so you're not. I said, what are you going to do? She says, I'm going to keep the baby. I said, not about the baby. Of course you're keeping the baby. What are you doing about your education? Because you're so clever. You know, and that started a conversation, which took that girl from being hapu at year 11, you know, school C year. She got merit endorsement from level 1, 2, and 3. She was head girl at the team parent school. She's now in the final months of gaining her social work qualification. We set a plan at that point, you know. And I think for me, that's one of the most important things, is that education can be accessible to anyone. I learned that lesson from this girl. I learned it for myself, but I learned it from my niece and my daughter, I call her now, that don't let anything stop you. And find the champions in your life. Find the champions in the whānau who will stand up for education, who will stand up to make sure that young person gets to be the best that they can be. So that's my thought of education, that it's accessible, but we just have to be prepared to grab it and find those people who can uppie us to make it an everyday part of our life that we're on our journey, because we never stop learning.
Aye, kia ora, so Jackie.
That's my message from this morning. Yeah.
I was actually going to tap into a digital platform, which I don't have to. Of course, you've already gone through that in your kōrero that you've shared, and as you said, you know, it's quite simple. You're either in trouble or you're pregnant. No, I'm not in trouble. Okay. Now, yeah, you know, and it wasn't about what now is that. Okay, your education, how are we going to take both you and your baby to the level where we know you're capable of? Nō reira, Jackie, tino mihi ana, anei moe nei kōrero au I mau mai ei kia pai te ata nei. I acknowledge you wholeheartedly with what you have shared, because that kōrero is heard in English, that kōrero is heard mostly in te ao Māori. The only difference, without the foundation of follow through and backup, and that is the aroha part to those Māori whānaus, you know, and at the end of the day, Jackie, you know, whatever it is, own it, get over it, move forward. Nera?
No, that's my thing about don't let anybody else stop you. Don't let nothing stop you from achieving your goals. And I think one of the things we did with that young woman, with my niece, was we sat down straight away and we made a plan.
Hilda.
You know, we made a plan for her future that was, how do you want to be your life? How would you like your life to be for your baby? And she says, look, I want to get a degree, or I want to get something so that we don't have to live in on a benefit. And so she's achieving that goal now. You know, she's on that journey.
Yeah, older.
And it's just like, set those goals, you know. My thing is, I developed something. I work for the Ministry of Education as well. I don't know how they gave me a job, because I was a bit of a rebel, but I worked there. And we had something called the Whānau Education Action Plan, which looked at the goals with whānau, looked at their goals, what their aspirations are, looked at their realities, good and bad, you know, because you can't always look at the bad. We tend to focus on the bad.
Aida.
So looking at the good, where's the strength in that whānau? Where's the afi? Who's the champion? And then we look at their what some of their options are, including the do-nothing option, you know, look at those options, and then we plan a way forward. A four-step process that can transform whānau. And, that's sort of like the whole thing of the biggest thing I ever learned out of education was having a plan.
Aida.
Means that thing about if you fail to plan, you know, you plan to fail.
Kia ora. Kei te koe, I'm listening to you with your four-step plan. When we were at the Wānanga, we called that a SWOT analysis. And you know what, Jackie, doesn't make any difference. Those all look like good ideas. When you set it up with a SWOT analysis, one would always stand out as the best idea.
That's right.
Nō reira, ko e mihi ana you taking time out of your schedule to share this lovely kōrero with pā. Nā rungai tērā, e koe, Jackie, he nara, mihi back to our whānau.
Oh, tēnā koutou katoa. My alarm went off. Tēnā koutou katoa. Ngā mihi nui ki te whānau. E tū ana ki te hikoi towards Mātauranga. That's my message for that. I want to leave with everybody today. Just stay on the journey. It's a lifelong one.
Kia ora. Kia ora, Jackie. E runga tānau kia koe, e o kia nā te wāhangai pāna ki te reo. E ko, kia kaha, kia matāra, Māori ora rā. Kia ora, Jackie. Karunga mai koutou ki tērā, ngā kōrero a te manuhiria pā Jackie Brown, au e rā tino atāhua.